Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
And the backbone of this country is on the backs of small businesses. And joining us on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline is Dr. Kelly Hunt, who is with the Small Business Administration here in Western Pennsylvania, Pittsburgh District Director, and we really appreciate her time. First and foremost, thank her for her service in the United States Air Force. Dr. Hunt, welcome to KDK Radio.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for having me.
So where do we start to unravel the layers and the bureaucracy and red tape for small businesses that just need some financial help now?
Well, we can start with the fact that last week we were able to restart the Paycheck Protection Program loan, which was really vital last year in saving a lot of small businesses, especially those here in Western Pennsylvania. And so that was refunded in the Economic Aid Act. So Congress appropriated about $284 billion to restart that PPP program that had been closed since August of 2020. So that program had been closed for quite a while. So we were able to restart that last week with some of our very smallest businesses and some of our community lenders being able to start submitting applications. And then this week on Tuesday, we were able to open that program back up to everybody, to all of our lenders and all of our small businesses. And so that's going to be really a lifeline for businesses in Western Pennsylvania that really need that money. And a couple things that made that program different this time around is that we still have that first draw loan. So if a business has never taken advantage of the PPP loan, the Paycheck Protection Program loan, if they had not taken advantage of that in the past, they can still do that. They can apply. They can get their first Paycheck Protection Program loan and use that to pay their employees and pay some other eligible expenses. But this time around, we have what's called the second draw. So for some of our businesses that actually had a Paycheck Protection loan back in the spring or summer of 2020, they're able to get a second loan this time. And so that is really important. And we're really excited about that because what they've done is we've lowered that requirement for businesses. So businesses can only have 300 or less employees to get that second draw. So these are going to be smaller businesses. The first draw, you can have up to 500 employees, but the second draw is just 300 or less. And they can get that second one. It's going to be based on that same 2.5 times the average monthly payroll. And then there's another change that is really important to Western Pennsylvania businesses, and that's for the businesses that are involved in food service, our restaurants, some of our caterers, some of the businesses that have really been hard hit by, the closings and the restrictions. They're going to be able to qualify for 3.5 times the monthly average payroll. And so their loan can be, slightly higher. So, like I said, that's some really good changes in that. And then the first and second draw, so people that have already got that loan can come back and get a second loan if they still need it.
Well, that's really good news. And I know that the first round of the PPP was announced with great fanfare in March, ran through August. And it helped the millions of small businesses. This second round was sort of a quieter launch, I guess, overshadowed by the inauguration and things like that. How can small businesses who are just hearing about this second round now take advantage of it? How do they sign up?
That's right. And, you know, we did have that staggered start. And I think that that kind of made it not as, you know, where it was just one start date and everything open. But businesses that would like to take advantage of the Paycheck Protection Program, they need to contact their lender. So we always try to send businesses to the lender where they already have a banking relationship. So if you have a, you know, where your deposits are, you can go to your lender, talk to them. Most lenders are Paycheck Protection Program, you know, offering this program. If you have a lender that is not, maybe you bank at a small community bank and they've decided not to lend in the PPP program, you can go to a tool that we have on our website at sba.gov, and that tool is called Lender Match, and you can go in there and you can find a lender that would meet your needs, and you can go through them. But the SBA is not a bank. We don't lend out money ourselves. What we're doing is we're guaranteeing these loans. So these loans are actually made by our local banks. And so here in Western Pennsylvania, we have quite a few to pick from. You know, we definitely want people to get in there, talk to their lenders, talk to them about, you know, how to apply. You know, these loans, even the second draw loans, are just like the PPP loans we've had in the past. They can be 100% forgiven if people use the money on the eligible purchases that are outlined. So if you spend the money correctly, these loans are going to be 100% forgiven. And so we, you know, we want to make sure that the businesses are working with their lenders to not only get access to the money, but to use the money, you know, correctly so that the loans can be forgiven.
Dr. Curious, with part of the stimulus package, including a minimum wage to $15 an hour, how does that stand with the Small Business Administration? Since it's part of the government, I would assume you go with it, right? Or what do you hear back from your members?
Well, you know, for the SBA, we are a federal agency, and so we do carry out, you know, the orders that come through Congress. And so if that is something that is passed, you know, we will work with small businesses to help them to meet that role. You know, there's going to be a lot of changes as we come through the pandemic. You know, small businesses have really taken the brunt of this, you know. So I think that what we're going to see is businesses that are going to be more resilient. They're going to be able to look at, you know, how they functioned during the pandemic, how they were able to, you know, access the funds and any other changes that would come along, you know, that will affect them. They're going to be able to, you know, take those into consideration and pivot their business in a way that's there to, you know, to help their business to grow in a, you know, better. So, you know, the SBA, we do provide free one-on-one counseling to all businesses. And this is outside of the pandemic. You know, this is what we do year round. And so if there's a, you know, businesses out there that are concerned about that, they need some help, with legislation that is already enacted. We don't really get too much involved in pending legislation. You know, we wait. That's not our job. It's the job of Congress to pass the laws. And we just, you know, we'll wait and see what happens, you know, down the road. But we are always here to provide that counseling and to provide that piece for small businesses to help them to be better prepared, you know, financially as a business, you know, regardless of what would happen in the future.
SBA.gov, a great resource, and honored to have Dr. Kelly Hunt, who is the district director here in Southwestern Pennsylvania and in Pittsburgh. Appreciate the information. Stay safe. And again, thank you for your service.
Hey, thanks for having us on. Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Hosted host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.